Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. This episode, I feel like, is going to touch on something that I personally kind of struggle with, and it has to do with storytelling. And as a speaker, that is a skill that is so helpful. Like, it really does go a long way to be able to tell a story and to tell it in order to build connection, right? To build connection with your community, with this audience who is probably filled with a lot of people that you don't yet know. And to be able to tell a well-crafted story can go such a long way. But the reason why I struggle with this is that naturally, if we look at how my brain works and how I talk in general, I can be very rambly. And it's funny, I was actually coaching a client on their rambliness recently, and we were talking about podcasting and being too rambly and not getting to the point. And I was like, yeah, like, I resonate so deeply. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, you always get to the point. Like, do you edit a lot? Like, do you have notes? Do you have a script? I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I literally, as I'm recording this right now, the only note that I have on my like little note sheet or whatever on my computer, it says storytelling builds connection. And then underneath it says sharing a lot about being a new mama, maternity leave, etc. And I'm going to get to that, right? But that's it. Like, those are the notes, right? So I really do trust in myself to get the point across. And even if I don't get to the point, I trust that whatever I say will be good enough, that there will be a story or a lesson or just something worth sharing with you, with my community inside of this podcast, with whatever it is that came out. But what we were talking about is basically the disconnect between I feel rambly, but people tapping in and listening don't actually hear the rambliness. And I find that so interesting and so funny, because I judge myself to a certain extent, right? I'm like, well, why am I being so rambly? What if I could get to the point in a more concise way? And this almost works as a detriment. The way that it works for me is because I try so hard to be concise that then by trying to not ramble, by trying to get to the point, I cut out a lot of the story, right? And this happens when I speak. Honestly, when I speak, it doesn't happen as often. It happens way more often when I write. So when I'm writing captions, when I'm writing an email, instead of allowing myself to get rambly, to be long-winded, to tell the story in its fullest kind of rendition, I summarize and I just get to the point almost too fast that we lose a lot of the story, we lose a lot of the context. And that's why I love podcasting so much. That's why I love speaking, because it's so open-ended in terms of like how long I can speak for. Like, there's no limit in caption. There's no internal pressure that I put on myself to keep it short. Although, to be honest, I do prefer episodes that are like 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes tops versus like an hour long podcast episode. So you typically don't see those from me. But I still, regardless of whether there's a time frame or a preference that I might have, I allow myself to talk a lot more freely. And that's where storytelling really is allowed to shine. And there was an example, clearly, I already alluded to it based on the notes that I had in front of me, that I wanted to share with you today, because it really helps illustrate how storytelling builds connection. And it's that perfect reminder, even to myself, that I need to continuously give myself, that you get to tell the story, but tell it in full. Talk about the details, like share all the color and the depth and the context and the nuance, right? In order for folks to see that full picture and to almost like help them see how they get to be a part of that story, to tap into the parts, if not all, the parts that resonate deeply with them, that makes them feel seen and heard. And they're like, oh yeah, me too. Like, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly what I experience. That's exactly what I'm struggling with. And you get to do that by allowing yourself to tell a story, right? And if anything, the biggest takeaway I want you to walk away with today from this episode is to allow yourself to do that. To allow yourself to tell a story. Like, is there something that you experienced? Is there something that you experienced yourself in your life, through your work, through your career, through school, through learning, through whatever that might be, that helps essentially like share a point? Like, whatever it is that you're trying to share in this moment, how can you share it through story? And how can you give people a little bit of a taste in the behind the scenes of how it all came about? And when it comes to like me being a new mama, that's where I've been experiencing this a lot lately. And it's been working as a reminder for me that it's like, right, like I get to share more about my life. I get to share more about what I believe in and what I care deeply about. And I mean, I also get to choose what I don't share. But one of the things that I was doing towards the last month of my 3-month mat leave was I started essentially creating content on Threads just for fun. And I was just like musing, I don't know, I was sharing about like life as a mama. I was sharing my thoughts around like coming back to work and what I was already thinking about and the plans that I had. And I was sharing, I mean, primarily just a lot around what it was looking like for me, what my experience was in the moment, being on mat leave, being an entrepreneur, like having to bankroll my own mat leave as opposed to getting that paid through work or through the government or whatever that might be. And basically just sharing all these stories and little bits and pieces of my brain and my experience. And what started happening, and it started happening more within the last month, and now I've been back for 2 months. Yeah, I've been back for 2 months into the business full time since I went away on mat leave. And now that we're on month two, what I'm noticing is I'm actually getting tagged a lot, especially on Threads, which makes sense since that's where I was sharing so much of this content. I'm getting tagged a lot by people who are seeing posts about mat leave or about motherhood or about being pregnant as a business owner. And they're tagging me so I can help answer the question being shared. So I can help by sharing my perspective, give some advice from my experience. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, people are actually really noticing it, right? And like, it's personal content. I mean, there is an element of like business, of course. Like, I talk about how I pivoted in my marketing, how I'm deciding to do things differently, how I'm refining my offers, getting rid of old ones, creating new ones, whatever that might be, right? Like, I'm making a lot of changes in how I run my business, especially since now I only work 2 days a week. But it was so cool that I'm like, the mama aspect is really sticking with people, and how every decision I'm making within my business is coming with that lens of being a new mama and having different priorities and valuing being able to experience my life, myself, with my partner and my baby. And that's what's sticking with people, right? And they're seeing me as this, you could say like go-to leader, although in this context, it sounds a little bit silly, but basically as, should I say influencer? I don't know. I don't even know what label to use for this like story, but it's almost like, yeah, like I'm branding myself as this person who has influence and experience and knowledge to share with other people, with other mamas. And the fact that so many people are tagging me, but I've even had folks DM me on Instagram, and I think I've had two people who were saying, hey, can I introduce you to so-and-so who is a mama or is working with mamas and wants to like pick your brain. They want to hear about your story. They want to hear your experience. Basically, they've never seen somebody do what I've done, at least not talk about it. So they haven't been able to like really see what it's like. And they're feeling very alone. They're feeling very lost. And I'm like, holy freaking shit. Like, that is impactful. Like, that's giving me goosebumps. The fact that just seemingly what for me feels like is such a little thing, like it's just what I'm going through. I mean, don't get me wrong. Being a mama is a very big thing, right? Like, it's very freaking hard. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting, all the things, but it's just a part of my life. So I don't see it as this big thing. It's just what I'm doing, what I'm living, right? So consciously, I don't notice it. but other people are catching on, right? Other people are seeing that I've got something that's really important to share, that people need to hear from me. And that's all because I've been telling the story along the way of how things are going, instead of just saying, hey, I have a son, and then that's the end of it, right? Like, I'm a mama, cool. Like, I'm a mompreneur. Not that I'm like a huge fan of that term, but like, haha. It's like, no. I'm actually like, I'm giving more depth. I'm giving more context around why I'm making certain business decisions this way. Like, what is happening behind the scenes in my life? I'm sharing what I feel comfortable sharing and building a story and a brand around it. And it's building connection. It's actively attracting people that are mamas, that are not mamas, that are seeing that others need my help. And all these either referrals, connections, relationships, friendships are being built because of it. Right? You get to do that with yourself. You get to do that with your brand as a speaker identity, as a leader in this space, as a personal brand, a creator. Like, you get to build a brand and position yourself in ways and tell a story that's actually impactful, is going to make a difference for the people tuning in, whether they resonate with it or not. They're going to be thinking of you every time they think of that story, of that example, of that perspective. They're going to be like, you. I know exactly the person that can come and share their story, that can come and speak about this, that can be interviewed on that podcast, that can speak on that stage, because I've gotten to know their story, and their story is so freaking important. It needs to be shared. That is the power of storytelling as a speaker. That is a power that allows you to build such deep and genuine connections that can lead to so many more opportunities, not just as a speaker, as a brand, as a person, as a human being. Speaker Experience. This is a series of three programs that take you on a journey as you confidently embrace your speaker identity to amplify your impact. The vibes are all about speaking on stages, making five figures from one event, and starting the movement to create real change in the world. There's Visibility Tour, a challenge where you embrace your speaker identity for 30 days to attract speaking engagements out of the blue. Then there's the Speaker Identity, a mini mind where we curate your speaker portfolio and map out an intentional visibility strategy to attract clients out of the blue. And finally, the Speaker Experience, a mastermind where we'll amplify your brand, leadership, and speaker identity as you step into your most sustainable and impactful business model yet. Ready to create more reach and revenue than ever before without sacrificing rest? Apply through the link in the show notes right now, or DM me the word speaker on Instagram to get all the details and to join the speaker movement.